Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. Tonight I'm going to be speaking from the Book of Proverbs. And I think a good subtitle for the Book of Proverbs would be Healthy Life Extensions. Healthy Life Extensions. Proverbs is filled with information that has to do with a very ancient piece about the mind-body medicine. It contains a very ancient view of mind-body medicine that is also current, or it relates to life today. And so tonight we're going to be taking a look at Proverbs chapter 16, verse 24, which reads, quote, pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. You and I grew up in a world that is dominated by language and by the customs associated with language. Languages are inherently filled with certain belief structures, certain cognitive agreements that we make with one another as a culture. This particular verse has some very important insight for us, what I like to call wisdom medicine, because look at the syntactical structure of it and what the Hebrew writer wants to bring to our awareness. Pleasant words. It is a masculine noun, a Hebrew masculine noun, which means pleasant or suitable or becoming words. And please reference Proverbs 15:56 also. So he wants to bring for our awareness the redemptive power of our words or our language, and how it is very important for us to be intrinsic carriers of the Word of God in our hearts. This is not to be forced. It's not to be contrived. There's nothing artificial in our use of language. We're to understand how we must become students of language, and we must understand how words shape personal insight, personal awareness, how words shape personality. You and I realize that words, and the words which we have become conversant, are no longer in our immediate awareness, but very deep within our hearts. And so our very cosmologies have been shaped by words that others have used with us. And so words build us up. Words encourage us to take courageous steps and to move out into the future with the understanding that we can do certain things, we'll accomplish certain things. On the other hand, words can become great. Words can discourage. Words can destroy the soul, the heart, and take away hope. But because the writer has said this one statement, pleasant words are at the honeycomb, I just want us to really think about what he is saying here. Pleasant, suitable, or becoming words are at the honeycomb. And you are aware, of course, of some of the nutrition values of honey, and especially raw honey, not processed honey, and what a wonderful food honey is. And honey has been used to treat wounds, or honey builds up the immune system. Honey has been used in many ways. It is a diverse and simple food. It's derived from plants. And notice the comparison the writer skillfully makes between pleasant words and the honeycomb. So God told his people that he wanted them to go into the promised land. And as a motivation to do so, he said to them, it is a land flowing with milk and honey. And so he goes, the writer states, pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul. Wonderful. What words can do, how words can build up the heart of an individual to provide hope. And therefore, it's very important for us to grab onto what God is saying here and how it is imperative for us to follow his word with great precision. Hello? Yes?
Hello?
Yes, go on.
Oh, I was just listening to the show. I didn't know that I was actually going in the queue. I just kind of turned it on to listen. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. Fantastic. I just turned you on. So what? I'm sorry I wasn't sure what you were talking about this evening.
We're speaking from Proverbs 16:24. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul. Did you have a comment you wish to make?
Well, I would like to say that our words are very powerful, and I'm very in line with that, and I've really myself been trying to pay attention to my words to other people and just my words to myself. You know, I just believe that we need to be kinder to ourselves also.
Well said. I agree with that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. So I'll just listen to the show. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
You too. And so I want to thank the caller for what she extended to us. Her words were very gracious, and I also have had to learn the importance of what it means to cultivate pleasant words in my life and speaking to others. And I have done this over the years. I've cultivated this over the years because I've learned from the Word of God and from the presence of the Holy Spirit that this the way that God speaks to us. And his words are filled with encouragement and his mercy and his love. Notice, the writer states, pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul. And then he goes on and he speaks about the healing power of words in our mind and healing to the bones. Here is a very important right. We have a very important insight with regard to mind body medicine given in this verse. And so pleasant words not only are a healing agent to my soul, but also to my very body. And of course, the writer is speaking about the Word of God and the place of the Word of God in our lives. What his Word means to us when we, by faith, decide that we're going to live according to the revealed Word of God. And so it is a very powerful decision to live by the power of the Word. When God speaks to us through his Word, his words are very pleasant, his words are very powerful. And when our souls are cleansed of pollution, and we have that centeredness within our lives where we can listen to God effectively and powerfully, we grow. And as honey aids the immune system, also the Word of God builds us up psychologically, cognitively. The Word of God builds up our souls. And also, our body receives the redemptive importance of his words also. There are so many studies that are out today that talk about spirituality and health. And just what scientists are finding out about psychoneuroimmunology, how these two are related. They're not two different realms. We're talking about one specific realm. We are not body and soul. We are body and soul. And so please take the time to read God's word. Moses said to the people of God, these words are your life. Paul said to the church at Colossae, when Christ, our life shall appear. And so there is that agreement, there is that understanding about the power of words. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. And so we are to inculcate God's word, we are to allow the word of God to build us up. We must allow the word of God to challenge our conclusions about ourselves, and the word of God to set us free from our own conclusions about ourselves. Become more pleasant, amicable, we develop in our hearts those things that God